USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is pushing Congress to pass a $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill and a $3.5 trillion budget package before the government runs out of funding October 1st. But Texas Republican Congressman Austin Pfluger accuses President Biden of trying to change the subject from the surge of illegal immigrants and asylum seekers at the U.S.-Mexico border and the withdrawal from Afghanistan.
We're not going to let this administration shift the narrative away from the real disaster. We are less secure because of them. Whether it's Afghanistan or at our southern border, we need the president and the vice president to go there to acknowledge that this is a problem.
Weekly jobless numbers on the way up. The Labor Department reporting 351,000 Americans filing first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
President Biden set to visit Chicago next week. He'll be in town on Wednesday to put a spotlight on how critical it is to adhere to COVID-19 vaccine requirements for businesses. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot and Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker are both staunch backers of Biden's domestic agenda, with state and city governments receiving a huge amount of federal funds to offset economic damage from the pandemic. The White House is advising federal departments and agencies to prepare for a possible government shutdown. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying the White House is doing everything possible to avoid that outcome.
We are taking every step we can to mitigate the impacts of a potential shutdown on our pandemic response, economic recovery, or other priorities.
The government runs out of money on September 30th without a congressional agreement to extend funding. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
New surveys show that some Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID. To be safe, use Exergen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Next week, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Mark Milley will testify before Congress on the withdrawal from Afghanistan. Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst says the administration is leaving behind Americans still in the country.
This administration is acting as if we are done with Afghanistan. We are done getting Americans out.
Ernst continuing on Fox News by saying there will be questions about the U.S. soldiers who were killed near the Kabul airport during the evacuation.
We lost 13 souls, those brave service members, in the last few days of this haphazard withdrawal. We need to know and understand what has happened.
The 13 service members were killed in a suicide bombing. Officials in Louisville, Kentucky are giving an update on the fatal bus stop shooting of 16-year-old high school student Tyree Smith. Louisville Metro Police Department Chief Erica Shields saying the car that was used in the shooting was stolen and was on fire when they found it.
St. Matthew's Police Department found the vehicle yesterday. It was on fire. The Jeep had been stolen prior to the shooting. It is now being processed by our homicide unit and ID technicians.
Two other kids were hurt during the shooting and suffered non-life-threatening injuries. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.